That's one of those things that I'm really happy to have been associated with. Got there in the right place. Change up. Guabi guabi usua, shayon tonda, easy weegee, lay banana. Guabi guabi usua, shayon tonda, easy weegee, lay banana. Isan tingi, lama panza, easy weegee, lay banana. Guabi guabi usua, shayon tonda, easy weegee, lay banana. Everybody, guabi guabi usua. You don't know that one? It's a sing along, come on, go on. Well, very loosely translated, I guess it tells the story of last time Henry Kissinger went over to Africa before he left government. He gave a big speech, a soccer stadium filled with 90,000 people. Every time he'd say something, he'd say, "I bring you greetings of peace from the people of America," and they'd scream, "Hazanga!" He said it was the most thrilling thing he'd ever heard. After every sentence, "Hazanga, Hazanga," in unison, simultaneously, as with one voice, 90,000 people screaming. Later on, he was taking a tour of the countryside with the prime minister, and he saw a herd of dairy cattle. He said, "Those are fine cattle. I haven't seen anything like that since I left the Midwest." And the prime minister said, "Well, Henry, if you want to take a closer look, go ahead. Cut through that field there, but don't step in the hazanga." Guabi guabi uswa, shayon tonda, easy weegee, le banana. Guabi guabi uswa, shayon tonda, easy weegee, le banana. Isan tingi, lama panza, easy weegee, le banana. I've heard it said that was a children's song in actuality. And I've played in a lot of schools in the last year. The kids are fantastic. One of them came up to me after we did "This Land Is Your Land," said, "I know that song a different way." Oh, I could just see Woody spinning in his grave. This land is my land. It is not your land. So get off my land. It sure ain't your land. If you don't get off, I'll blow your head off. This land is private property. Heavy. Leave it to kids. It's awful nice to have an audience more than 3 feet tall, let me tell you. Not that I don't like children, but, well, there was a cement mason putting in a sidewalk in front of my house a couple weeks ago, and the kids wrote their name in it, put their footprints in it, and he loves children. He chased him around the block 8 times. Came back swearing and puffing and wheezing. I said, "I thought you liked children." He said, "In the abstract, yes. In the concrete, no." One of the kids sang it. This land was made for you and me and my RC. Me and my RC. It shows you the power of TV to wreck a good song, doesn't it? Media. Comes from the word mediocrity. Yeah. Heard a kid singing a while back on my street. You know, this image advertising designed to get a good image for the utility companies and oil companies. And it's a great country, pass it on, pass it on. Tomorrow's children have to carry a gun. Pete Seeger heard an 8-year-old singing, "Marijuana, marijuana, LSD, LSD. College kids are making it, high school kids are taking it. Why not me? Why not me?" 8 years old. Frank Hamilton, who used to be in Chicago, I was thinking about Frank today. He picked up a song in New York City that was supposedly fairly widely known on the streets of New York. "Don't cry, lady, I'll buy your goddamn pencils. Don't cry, lady. Your apples, too. Don't cry, lady. Take off those dark brown glasses. Hello, mother. I knew it was you. Oh. Richard Nixon's the name, and I won every damn campaign. Stonewalled Congress's game, tore up the tapes again. The winter of 74, they were angry and demanding more. By August 8th, I had to tell, because a tape can remember all too well. On the night that they drove old Dickie down, all the press was jeering. On the night that they drove old Dickie down, all the people were cheering. They went, yeah, 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 yeah. That's all there is to that one. I guess that's a good thing. Nixon almost died a couple days ago. I saw it in the paper. He almost drowned. He was swimming off San Clemente, and three kids surfing hauled him in. He said he figured he still had enough clout to get them something if they wanted a reward of sorts. And one wanted to go to Annapolis. He thought he could arrange that. And the second one wanted to go to West Point Army. He said he could arrange that too. The third one wanted to be buried in Arlington. He said, why would a 12-year-old kid want to be buried in Arlington? He said, well, when my father finds out who I saved, he's going to kill me. Kids are unbelievable. This is my son's favorite song. I think I'll end off with it. Thinking of kids. I used to sing this to him every night when he went to sleep. And I don't know why he liked it so much. It's about a horse. And finally he got around to asking me, what is a stud? It's called the Tennessee Stud. It comes from Jimmy Driftwood. And me being liberal and wanting to be straightforward and not get into the same hassles my parents got into, when I asked them those questions, I told him all about Turkle, Studs Turkle, and cufflinks, and all those straightforward answers I could come up with. You know, when it hits home, friends, let me tell you. From Arkansas. Arkansas is a beautiful land, truthfully. There's lots of stories about Arkansas, though. They bury everybody down there with their rear end sticking out of the ground because they're short of bicycle racks. Is that an image? Or is that? Just recently in Chicago, we buried Mayor Daley that way so everyone could kiss him goodbye. My uncle made $1 million in Arkansas selling Cheerios as donut seeds. Yeah. Well, I don't know why there's so many Arkansas stories. There are Texas stories, too. Texas is so dry, I saw a tree chasing a dog. And now we get down on nationalities. Ethnic groups, minorities. We don't hear those stories told across state lines. They're the same jokes. You know, in Canada, they have Newfie jokes, Newfoundlander jokes. Newfoundlander, they're trying to get you to say that now. Pronounce it that way. Newfoundland. Evil Canoofie. Jumped over 14 garbage pails with a pickup truck. They're the same jokes, though. Now they're getting back at us in Poland. They're telling American jokes in Poland, which is kind of interesting. They'll say, how many Americans does it take to screw in a light bulb? Someone will say one, and they'll all laugh. But you won't catch me telling Polish jokes on stage, never. I don't want to get hit. I know my place. First time I ever heard this song, it was from my uncle, and great man, back porch philosopher. He used to Well, he was from down there. He lived down there, and he used to say things like, "One good turn gets most of the blanket." And I never did figure that. I'd write them down, you know, and put them in a book. We kept them locked to the back porch. We didn't want anyone to see him on the front. That was another one of his, "If it wasn't for poverty, we wouldn't have nothing." That's kind of heavy. Keep that in mind when you pay tax. Buried him with his head sticking out of the ground. The hammer broke before we got him all the way in. Along about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. Never would have made it to the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding on a Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. So I sent her a message with my Uncle Fudd, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. Yeah, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, color of the sun, his eyes are green. And he had the nerve and he had the blood. Never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I rode on down through a beautiful land, come across a big Indian band. They saddled the ponies with a hoop and a yell, and I was off like a bat out of hell. Well, I circled the camp for a time or two, just to show them what a Tennessee horse could do. Well, the Indian boys never got my blood, 'cause I was a-riding on a Tennessee stud. Yeah, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, color of the sun, his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. I rode on down through no man's land, crossed the river called the Rio Grande. Raced my horse with the Spaniards bold, won me a purse full of silver and gold. Well now, me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. Hell, we got into a fight over Tennessee. We both slapped leather, he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. Yeah, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, color of the sun, his eyes are green. And he had the nerve, he had the blood, never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Friends, I got about as lonesome as a man could be, thinking of my gal in Tennessee. And the Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was dreaming about a sweetheart too. So we loped off down across Arkansas. I whooped a brother, I whooped a pa. I found the gal with the golden hair, and she was a-riding on a Tennessee mare. Well now, stirrup to stirrup, side by side, across the mountains and the valleys wide. We come to Big Muddy, we forded that flood, on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, little horse colt outside the door. I love the gal with the golden hair, and she was a-riding on a Tennessee mare. Oh, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, color of the sun, and the eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood. Never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Thank you very much. See you in a little while.